Page 81. Lesson D. Smart Families. 3. Listening and Speaking. Keeping Tabs on the Family. A. Look at the ways of monitoring people. Which family members might use them, and why? Then listen to a radio show and check the devices the expert describes.
Today we're talking about technology and the family in particular, keeping tabs on our loved ones. And with us is Gloria Marshall, a counselor specializing in family relationships, to discuss why you might want to monitor different members of the family and whether you should do it at all. Gloria, I see you have a cell phone there.
Yes. What I wanted to talk about first is an application for a smartphone that's been designed for parents of teenage children to track their children's driving. It can tell you where your teen is, so at any point when your teen is out, you can find out where he or she is. But perhaps more importantly, it can tell you whether your teen is driving safely. So, for example, you get a text if your teen is speeding.
So this sounds like a good thing, then?
Well, the manufacturers say that the evidence is that these GPS tracking devices can prevent a lot of pain and suffering because teens are less likely to speed or be reckless, and so the number of accidents is greatly reduced. Nevertheless, I have to say that, were I the parent of a teenager, this is definitely something I would not do.
You wouldn't?
Because your teen might interpret this as a lack of trust. At the end of the day, it's better to have an open and trusting relationship with your teen. So if you can't trust your teen to be responsible, and he or she asks to use the car, then in a word, just say no.
Of course, tracking devices are not all for teens.
No, that's right. A lot of us have an elderly parent who lives independently in their own home. But as we know, as they get older, sooner or later they might fall, and falls are especially dangerous for seniors. It's a real cause for concern for families. Now, these gadgets are worn on the body, and they can alert you, either by phone or text, if a person is not moving. So you can get help to any person who's maybe fallen or is unconscious much quicker.
Which can be a matter of life or death.
Exactly. Had I had this when my mother was alive, I would have used it. So should you have an elderly parent, I would highly recommend this to you.
And it's less intrusive than, say, cameras around the house?
Right. And another technology that I wanted to talk about, going back to children again, is a device that allows you to limit the amount of time your children spend on any kind of electronic equipment, like a computer or TV.
Basically anything with a screen, right?
That's right. And this is something I would recommend for parents of younger children. It allows you to set the amount of time that you want your kids to use something, say a computer game, or you can use it to limit their TV viewing.
So this isn't like parental controls where you control what they see or do?
No. This is a timing device. The kids decide when they use whatever device it is, but at the end of the time you set, it turns the computer or TV off. So your kids have control over when they do something, but you have control over how much they do it.
Sounds like a perfect compromise. Gloria, thank you so much. And now we move on to...